Sharing Time, The Holy Ghost Can Help Me, by Karen Ashton. Put your trust in that Spirit which leadeth to do good, yea, to do justly, to walk humbly, to judge righteously, and this is my Spirit. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 11, Verse 12. Who speaks in a still, small voice that is sometimes felt more than heard? Who can bring a feeling of comfort and peace when you are sad, lonely, or frightened? Who brings a warm, sweet feeling into your heart when you think about Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father? Who can help teach you right and wrong? Who encourages you to do good deeds for others? Who can help you understand and remember the Scriptures? The answer to all of these questions is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a member of the Godhead. He has a body of spirit rather than of flesh and bones. Because he is a spirit, you cannot see him, but you can feel him with you. The Holy Ghost has many names. Some of them are the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord, and the Comforter. After you are baptized, you are confirmed a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Having this glorious gift means that if you live righteously, you can have the Holy Ghost with you always.
When you have special friends, you want to be with them. You might invite them to your home. You might prepare for their visit by cleaning your house. You might plan to do things to make them feel comfortable and welcome. When your friends arrive, you listen carefully to them. You probably tell them how glad you are to be with them. The Holy Ghost is a special friend to you. To invite the Holy Ghost to be with you, you can sincerely pray and ask Heavenly Father to send him. You can prepare for him by remembering Jesus Christ, choosing the right, keeping the commandments. The Holy Ghost can bring feelings of warmth, love, peace, joy, and wanting to do good. See Galatians 5:22-23, Doctrine and Covenants 11:12-13. When you feel the Holy Ghost with you, thank Heavenly Father for this blessing. The Holy Ghost is one of the greatest gifts Father in Heaven can give you. Instructions. Remove page 37 from the magazine and cut out the invitation on the solid line. Fold it in half along the horizontal broken line, then along the vertical broken line so that page 1 is on the front. Place the invitation where you can look at it each day. It will remind you how to invite the Holy Ghost to be with you. Sharing Time Ideas. Note, Listen, Listen, Children's Songbook, page 107, might be featured this month. 1. Sing, Listen, Listen. Have the children recite the first article of faith. Explain that the Holy Ghost is a member of the Godhead, a personage of spirit, who can dwell with them. After they are baptized, they are given the gift of the Holy Ghost. If they keep the commandments, the Holy Ghost can be their constant companion. Help them understand that the Holy Ghost can comfort them in times of trouble. See Alma chapter 17, verse 10, Moroni chapter 8, verse 26. Teach them, see John 14:26. Help them remember important things, see John 14:26. And testify of the truths of the gospel. See Doctrine and Covenants 20:27 and Moroni 10:4-5. Write the words comfort, teach, remember, and testify on the board. On individual slips of paper, write situations in which the Holy Ghost could bless the lives of children. Possible situations. You have studied hard for a test, but are afraid you won't remember what you've studied. Someone in your family has died and you are sad. You have read and studied the Book of Mormon and want to know if it is true. You have prepared a talk for church but are afraid that you will be nervous and forget what comes next. You are in a store and wonder if you should take some candy without paying for it. Your father lost his job and you are worried and sad. Your sister broke one of your toys and you wonder what to do. You are lost and afraid. Put the strips into a container. Have the children form a circle and hold hands. Place a marker on the floor. Have the children quietly move in a circle to the music of Listen, Listen. When the music stops, let the child nearest the marker select a paper from the container, read the situation, then choose from the list on the board the way the Holy Ghost can help in that situation. 2. Use chairs to construct a maze in the back of the room. Have the children sing, "Listen, Listen." Remind them that the Holy Ghost comforts, teaches, helps them remember what they know, testifies of the truth. Tell them that the Holy Ghost will carefully lead them through difficult situations if they ask Heavenly Father for the direction and inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Blindfold one child. Vocally lead the child through the maze. Discuss distractions that make it difficult to hear the still small voice, loud music, TV, arguing, irreverent behavior, etc. The children could role-play these distractions. Demonstrate how difficult it is to hear and follow the still small voice under such circumstances. Sing "The Still Small Voice," Children's Songbook, page 106. Suggest that they share this activity with their families. 3. For this sharing time, bring a small paper bag and several crayons for each child and a flashlight. Draw and color a child's face on a paper bag. Tell the children that because the Holy Ghost is a spirit, He can dwell inside them. Demonstrate that the flashlight, the Holy Ghost, can fill the bag, our souls, with light and warmth. Say that sometimes it is possible to see the light through the bag. This is like the Holy Ghost, brightening our souls and making us happy. See Alma chapter 5, verse 14. Read and discuss Galatians 5, 22 through 23. Talk about the types of feelings the Spirit brings. Let each child draw and color on her or his paper bag a face showing one of these feelings. Suggest that they share this activity in a family home evening. 4. Explain that the Holy Ghost can be felt in many different ways. Review Galatians chapter 5, 22 through 23, and list some of the feelings the Holy Ghost can bring into their hearts. Let them know that the Holy Ghost will lead them to do only good things. Read together Doctrine and Covenants, section 11, 12 through 13. Tell them that many times the still small voice is more a feeling than a voice. 1. We feel it in our hearts. Have each place a hand over his or her heart. 2. Sometimes thoughts and words come to our minds. Have each place a hand on his or her head. 3. At times we may even hear a voice. Have each touch his or her ears. Tell them that you have some visitors, ward branch members, whom you have previously asked to help, who will share some stories and or scriptures about the Holy Ghost. When the children know how the Holy Ghost is communicating in the story or scripture, they should touch their heart, head, or ear, whichever is correct. 5. Invite a member of the bishopric or branch presidency or other priesthood leader to discuss the gift of the Holy Ghost and the day of Pentecost. See John chapter 14, 16 through 17, 26, and Acts chapter 2.
The Holy Ghost Can Help Me by Karen Ashton.